On Monday, August 12th, the Fort Recovery Local Schools Board of Education held their regularly scheduled meeting in the high school community room. The board received an update from Fort Recovery Village Administrator Randy Diller regarding several upcoming village improvements that will impact the school. In particular, Mr. Diller discussed the installation of a new improved pedestrian crossing that will be located at the intersection of State Route 49 and Center Street. Also, he provided the board with an overview of the upcoming installation of a sidewalk along Sharpsburg Road that will connect with the elementary and middle school building. On behalf of the Board of Education, we would sincerely like to thank Mr. Diller for his time and presentation this week at the board meeting and for his efforts toward improving the community as a whole. Thank you. In other board items, the district principals provided updates on several back-to-school events coming up in the next few days, including high school freshman orientation on Monday, August 19th at 10 a.m., and the district Meet the Teacher Night on Monday, August 19th as well, from 3:30 to 7 p.m. in each building. District Treasurer Deanna Kanapke provided the board with an update on some permanent appropriations, as well as the advance from the general fund for the Safe Routes to Schools grant. This money will go towards several walking and or riding to school safety initiatives the district will complete this year. Additionally, the board approved several sports and the bus routes for the 24-25 school year. Parents can access their son or daughter's specific bus route and pickup times in final forms. In personnel items, the board accepted the resignation of preschool teacher Lacey Tipton, approved a new 5-year contract for treasurer Deanna Kanapke, and hired several volunteer and paid coaches and advisors for junior high cheerleading, DC advisor, as well as the bowling and swim teams. The next scheduled Board of Education meeting will be a special meeting held on Thursday, August 15th at 7 a.m. That meeting will be in the high school community room, and the agenda for that meeting is posted on the district website. And additionally, the next regularly scheduled meeting will be Monday, September 16th at 6:30 p.m. in the high school community room. Thanks, and go Indians.